Oh, I think we're live.
Oh, goody fucking goody.
Hey, guys and girls.
Whoever's still left.
Well, no, they'll come back. They have to come back now. We even made a fancy post about technical difficulties
that
we have
that
since
now.
Resolved.
Like,
look, Dom's already back. Dom's excited.
Have we resolved it, though?
Well, we resolved it enough for tonight so we can have this talk about all of our 2022 watching. We'll all be nicer to you.
Oh, I don't
Frank,
care. Be mean. Be mean. I wrote almost a page and a half of shit out for tonight for once.
Look at that. I know. Look, I had charts and graphs and stuff, but yeah, so you know, for another week we may have had some issues with getting going, some technical difficulties, but we're here.
Oh, it sucks.
So, you know, those of you that were here earlier caught the Wednesday recap I did, but I'm not going to make you sit through that again. So, you know, I'll drop that on the audio version for the podcast or something when I drop that later on. But here we are. It's a handful of days before Christmas in 2022. We're going to look at the year in review, kind of from a TV and movie standpoint. We're going to see how many.
I got to find that now, too. Hold on.
We're going to see how many shows we all watched. We're going to see how many movies or not how many movies we watched, because I think Frank's list is probably bigger than mine on that. Because
what? I just added to your list. I didn't even.
You added to my. Well, my list was just a.
Your list is basically my list with a lot less.
Yeah.
All right. Let me breeze through this other bullshit that I pulled up, and then we can do that. Since I spent the time putting this bullshit together, I'm obviously very, very annoyed that I spent all this money on this nice equipment, and I have this really nice microphone here that I can put
here. It is a really
here.
Nice microphone.
I could put this microphone here and pretend that I'm talking out of it, but it doesn't mean anything right now.
Yeah, that's a little
anyway,
frustrating.
For the video people, you get to witness me freaking out. The audio people, it doesn't come off as bad as it does on the video.
They're
anyway,
missing the visual of you beating the microphone. Like it owes you money.
$400 microphone. Okay. Oh, good. You really want to start?
I don't know that Dom will...
Shut up!
That Frank will have anything off his watch list.
No.
By the 2023 recap show. But I mean, look, he did add at least a full show, like five seasons worth this year.
I did. I watched The Office five times.
Oh, God.
All right, real fast. We'll go through this shit. Avatar sucks.
I've been hearing great reviews, man.
I've been hearing that the story is blah, but the visual effects are, as always, wonderful.
I've heard going to see it in 4D is like being on a nonstop roller coaster, and it's a lot to deal with. But you do get to smell flowers and stuff, which is nice.
And it costs $743 a ticket, which is why it's going to make money.
Yeah. Well, it's not worth seeing it not in IMAX or 3D.
No.
Or IMAX 3D.
So it debuted to $134 million in North America and $435 million globally over the weekend. It's doing better over the global scale because it's being released in more places. It's not
right.
It's not being held out of China. It's not being held out of North or South Korea, whichever one of them we're allowed to go to. I don't
right.
remember.
It's China's where we've been held out a lot lately. And I think Japan,
right.
even some of them haven't been able to air in Japan.
It is a solid start. It's falling short of expectations. It's the third biggest global opening weekend since the pandemic.
It's not saying much.
No. It is primed to pass at least the $1 billion mark, though the hope is the final tally is closer to 1.5, which would make it a... I mean, 1.5 is nothing to sneeze at, but it needs to make $2 billion to be a success.
Which is nuts, right? Like $1.5 billion feels like it should be a success for anything.
Yeah. Let me see. Invincible 2 will release in 2023.
As in, like, the cartoon?
Yep.
They're not doing the Vince Papale story again?
No, they're not going to do that again. The second part of that story is not as good as the first part of that story.
I feel like they could. They could do, like, a... You know, like a James, who am I thinking of? Like a Peyton Manning story as Invincible 2. It'd be great.
Oh, yeah, well, that could work. Dom's right, though. James Cameron pissed off all the Marvel fans. So that's not helping him a little bit.
No, fighting to get Avatar that top spot again over Endgame.
Yeah, that and the stuff and the comments he's been making. Blockbuster. This is the second time now that Netflix has canceled Blockbuster.
It is. They're doing a great job at getting rid of them.
So they Blockbuster has been canceled after just 6 weeks. No season two for that.
Do you think they're so petty that they started the show just so they could cancel it?
I mean, would you do that to Randall Park and Melissa Fumero, though?
I don't,
that's pretty damn petty. I mean,
they've canceled a lot of things at Netflix, so I don't think that stopped them. So, I mean, the money's not a big deal to them, I don't think, for that.
No. The Umbrella Academy's season 4 is only going to have 6 episodes as opposed to 10.
That's okay.
I'm okay.
They usually have 4 episodes worth of filler on that show anyway, where it's like, we're still going with this, huh?
And the other stuff real fast is just the DC stuff that just continues to keep piling on and on and on. And then I would love to get to the movies and TVs from the year, but Henry Cavill is going to do a Warhammer TV show.
I saw he partnered with Amazon.
He partnered with Amazon, and they have that in development. So that's great for him.
It's great for everyone, really. Look,
but
you've played Warhammer, I would assume, right?
No, actually, I never have. I played a video game a little bit, but I never got into. I was always a D&D guy. I never moved over to it.
When I was when I was the cool kid in junior high in the role playing club. You know, we played a decent amount of Warhammer. It's basically Robotech.
Yeah.
Only with cooler
Robotech
robots.
We've played.
Yeah, so it's the same thing. It's just more like D&D style rules with it and a lot more combat based than the Robotech games and more, you know, miniatures and figures. And Henry Cavill's super into that. So the fact that he is so passionate about this project means that it's going to be good when we get it.
Yes.
Yeah. And he even said we're going to wait and make sure that we have the right director, partner, producer, and writer, even if that's all one person.
Correct. And that sounds great. As far as DC stuff goes...
Do you think it's Zack Snyder? Do you think he gets Zack Snyder?
I mean, if he wants it dark and unwatchable. Look, I don't hate Zack Snyder. I actually liked Zack Snyder. But
he might want all the lens flare.
Well, that's J.J. J.J. Abrams loves the lens flare. You watch the first Star Trek movie that he made, it's nothing but lens flare.
He gets some slow-mo on you.
Oof. So as far as DC stuff goes, James Gunn is not recasting every DCU character, but he has not said who is staying and who is going. Obviously, the two that look to be going, Henry Cavill is going, and Gal Gadot probably is going to go. Her cameo and Cavill's cameos that were going to be in the Flash movie have been cut.
Maybe. I mean, we'll see.
Her maybe.
We don't know that they were really cut. We don't.
No,
even
no.
Know
he
what
said
was in
there. They said they were cut. Like that's legit that they're cut. They're nicking the Snyderverse little by little by little.
Yeah, but if you're gonna do it, then you gotta. The problem is, if you get rid of the Snyderverse, you lose Margot Robbie.
Yeah, well...
Because Snyder was attached to the Air stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
For original Suicide Squad. So then you lose her, you lose Viola Davis as Amanda Waller, which James Gunn is already building a TV show around. So is he going to scrap his other shows he's working on?
You can repackage those characters and move them in a different direction.
You can, but... good, Pete's back.
Thanks, Pete.
But what do you do when you're repackaging that to... You know, like say, okay, the rest of this Snyderverse stuff didn't work because if you keep any of it, Zack Snyder's still tied to everything you do with that character as an executive producer.
Unfortunately, yes.
with his casting decisions. So like that's what I'm like, I don't, it's gotta be all or nothing. Like Dom says in the chat, you know, Jesus should just blow it up and reboot it all in 5 years.
I agree with that at this point. I mean, the only reason I was hanging on anyway was Cavill. I loved him as Superman. As far as his cameo in Black Adam, he got $250,000 for his cameo in Black Adam and $250,000 for what is a now deleted Clark Kent scene at the end of The Flash.
It's amazing.
Right. Now, on the flip side of all that, over on the Dwayne Johnson side of things, according to The Hollywood Reporter, an insider source has given more background on why Cavill's Superman is being cut from the franchise. Per the trade, the British star was a pawn in Dwayne Johnson's failed attempt to control a piece of DC. Do you think there's any credence to that? Because nobody's saying yes or no. And reports came out the other day that Dwayne unfollowed Warner Brothers, unfollowed DC Universe. Like, he started unfollowing.
He unfollowed the Black Adam movie.
The Black Adam movie and the DC and Warner Brothers as a whole. He unfollowed his own movie.
Right. And that all happened the day of the Cavill announcement. So I 100% buy.
I believe it also.
I 100% buy that he's out. But look, I also think this just proves that Dwayne Johnson, not as big a movie star as everybody tried to say. He keeps trying to tell everybody he is.
No. And the next time you see Dwayne The Rock Johnson will probably be entrant number 30 in the Royal Rumble. And then, of course, that's going to make huge news and everybody's going to love him again, except the DC fans.
But it's just news, right? Like, it's the news says that, but that's not reality, right? Same take as we see, like, somebody says something on Twitter and all of a sudden everybody wants to save the Snyderverse. No, it was like yeah. a couple tens of thousands of people.
And then a lot of
bucks. Which is nothing.
No, not considering the big scope of things. And then the two last little bits I have before we go over to the other stuff is, this is hilarious. Okay. As we had mentioned Avatar before, Sam Worthington, the star of Avatar.
Yes.
Perseus from Clash of the Titans.
Yes. And the guy from Phone Booth.
And the guy from Phone Booth reveals that he turned down the Green Lantern movie role years ago because the hero's mythology made no sense to the actor. Let me read this quote from him. You're going to love this. The quote says, "It didn't make much sense to me. The suit comes out of his skin, and I was like, he's got this powerful ring that can create anything. Well, what can beat the ring? The answer was nothing. I was like, well, something needs to beat it, or it won't be very interesting. They had the ring on the table and were like, put it on. And he goes, it's not real, is it? It was very bizarre."
I don't know if he finished the script.
I don't think he did finish the script.
Because I feel like there's stuff that beats it in the movie, because Sinestro's in the movie.
Correct. I just found that was a hilarious, hilarious quote. And finally, I think I figured out what the echo was, and now it's just dawning on me.
Oh.
My camera has a microphone.
But that should be turned off in the chat.
I'll have to check later on.
In the settings.
Yeah. Now that James Gunn is rebooting the DCU,
yeah,
other characters are going to get rebooted and brought back in. One such character would be the iconic Lex Luthor. One of Jack's favorite people on the planet jokingly threw his hat into the ring to play Lex Luthor.
Yeah, yeah. Look, So he's played Lex Luthor before for 7 years, not a full 10, but 7 years.
So the quote was, somebody tweeted a picture of, what's his name?
Jesse Eisenberg?
No. Michael Kevin Rooker. Spacey. Michael Rooker.
Oh.
A bald Michael Rooker and Rooker. Said, huh?
Rooker.
Rooker, yeah. And said, James Gunn's Lex Luthor. Not a bad picture. But Mikey responded, I hope I'd be in the running, smiley face. I mean, I did play him for 7 years, unless you guys would have a problem with that. Smiley face, smiley face, smiley face, smiley face.
Yes, we all would. If any of you have listened to Michael lately.
I don't think I would have a problem with it per se, but he really isn't embracing it.
No, he's had some
Jeff Bezos is Lex Luthor. He is the
like the
modern
real
day Lex
life,
Luthor.
like yeah,
Yes.
he's in real life Lex Luthor.
Yes.
So Rosenbaum, while I greatly enjoyed his Lex Luthor on Smallville, I don't think he's strong enough to star in movies that are legit blockbuster movies. I mean, he's Martin X in Guardians, so let him go be Martin X of the original Guardians or the Ravagers or whatever we're calling him, if they make an appearance in the third one, which cool, good for him. But he's become so whiny on his podcast and such a just
He
curmudgeon
really
about
has.
everything that like I wouldn't want him associated with it. He is friends with Gunn, so cool, good for him. But you know, I think you put him in as a wink and a nod somewhere in there, and you need to cast, if you're going with a younger Superman, if Cavill's too old for you, you don't want to cast a significantly older Lex Luthor because the mythology has changed over the years where they were more peers and closer to the same age than, you know, 20 years apart or 10 years apart or anything like that, even though they were closer to the same age through high school and everything when they were up and coming. So I think you gotta fix that age gap.
Yes. I found a post in the EV Mux Facebook page about the echoing that I'm going to look at later.
Oh, cool.
Okay, back to the stuff that you had so beautifully set up and all of the chat stuff that we missed.
Well, before that stuff, how was your weekend, Frank?
I did nothing.
You
Like,
did.
I
You
had
did
an
tell us that.
actually wonderful I did nothing weekend. Like, I sat and I played video games all weekend and I loved it. And the Cowboys lost. And the
They did.
Giants won after the biggest hug in the end zone ever.
Yeah.
That's for you, Dom. But the Cowboys lost, and that is what made me happy. And did you happen to see the end of the Raiders Patriots
Pat's
game?
game? Yes.
Wow,
Yes, that
how
was.
awesome was that?
Look, there was so many crazy games this weekend that I wish I cared about any of the teams in them.
Yeah, I mean, I cared
But
about the Cowboys, and now it looks like Jalen Hurts sprained his shoulder and won't play Christmas Eve. So
yeah.
we're going to get Uncle Rico.
When he took that hit, yeah.
That's fine. We only need one more game to clinch the whole NFC East.
Yeah, well the whole yeah. So we'll see how that goes for him. But
Yes.
yeah, even the Saturday games were great games, except for my Ravens did not show up. They took a
No?
vacation this week. No. It
Oh,
was awful. I mean, they lost 13-3. It's awful. Yeah, against the Browns.
Yeah, I started off 4-0 in fantasy and ended 6-7 somehow.
Nice.
Yeah,
All
so
right.
I stopped paying attention.
Yeah, I played a couple ugly sweater parties this weekend. It was last minute notice on those, so
Nice.
yeah, they were both a blast. Was it Nick's Roast Beef? All my local friends came out to see me.
Except me.
Yeah. Well, you were the one.
Yeah.
So no. Wow, that's a lot of parlays, Dom.
Wow.
Raiders game cost you 800, huh? Oh, it would
Okay.
have turned 5-8. You
Okay.
didn't spend 800. Got
That's
it.
better. That's better.
Got it. And Pete's asking, can we even win without Hurts? Yeah, I think you'll be
Yes,
fine.
I don't think it's going to be that big of a I think the Cowboys are the biggest choke artists in the world.
It's not the Commanders. I mean, you know,
No.
you guys should be able to beat the Cowboys.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah, so I had those, and then, like I said, I binged Wednesday all day Sunday in between NFL stuff, finished the whole series.
Oh, Wednesday. Yeah, you
Yeah,
had
yeah,
said that.
yeah,
I heard a
yeah.
little bit of that. I it's on my they're doing a season they're getting a season two of that
I
too.
have no doubt.
Yeah.
It was very enjoyable and it was worth a day binge.
I heard it was really, really good, and I'm actually so as we transition over to this recap list, one of the biggest shows that I watched this year and came all the way up to kind of I'm miserably current in Yellowstone. And I say
Yeah.
miserably current because now I have to wait every week for the next episode. And it was so good. And it is getting so good.
So that brings me to the same thing with the point that I have though with your complaint about the week, right? So as I went through my list for the year and looked at all the different shows that came out through the course of the year, one, I realized I watched a stupid amount of television.
looking at the list that you made, I also watched way more TV, not including the rewatch stuff that I constantly do.
I watched everything on that list that I sent you, except for like one show. I didn't watch Dahmer or Legend of Vox Machina. That was on the list of everything that came out this year. Other than that, I watched everything on that list, which was 49 things.
Nope. There's 50 things on the TV side now.
Yeah, but three of those are yours. And one of those is Friday Night Lights, and one of those is The Office. So
I was gonna keep going and put Parks and Rec and all the, and I just
But what I realized, and especially yesterday while I was binging through Wednesday, was I'm not gonna remember Wednesday in 3 weeks.
I am scared of zombies, by the way.
Right. So like the problem with these shows that like we go through and you're like, okay, great, I can watch this in a sitting. I don't remember them 6 months later. Like there were shows that I was like, oh, that was this year? I had no idea.
Because
I didn't spend
right
weeks with the show and like anticipating and waiting for the next one to come out. So I think there's a lot to be said for that drop.
That's the bad thing about the binge. And you're right. And as I say, I'm miserably waiting, and it's only miserable and not in an annoying way, but it's a miserable in a, oh my God, I really want to watch this show. I'm going to say what I didn't watch on your list because it'll probably be easier. Rings of Power, The Patient. I didn't finish Reboot. I'm almost done that. So that's
only six episodes, right?
I'm at four. Sandman, The Resort.
Oh, so fun. That was the one with Mila Cristani and the dude from Good Place.
Stranger Things, no. White Lotus, Naomi, Our Flag Means Death. What We Do in Shadows, Reacher, The Rehearsal, League of Their Own, The Boys Diabolical, The Old Man, Severance, Only Murders in the Building, Strange. Wait, no, I did watch that. Better Call Saul, Interview. Was Interview with a Vampire any good?
I didn't get far into that.
Okay.
Yeah, he did miss a good portion of the list, Dom.
I guarantee you I missed half of this list easily.
He missed most of the top of my list, honestly.
I did. Well, wait, one. I watched one, two, three, four, five, six and a half, seven, eight, nine, ten.
And this isn't everything that came out. This is just stuff I watched that came out.
11. Twelve. 13 of the things on that list, not including the ones I put on. I did not count mine. So 13 of 47.
But two of yours are 20-year-old shows.
I'm not counting those shows. But 13 of the 47 things you put on there, I watch. Now, if you add the three that I put on there to bring the list to 50, 16.
Okay.
It's bad.
Yeah. So I don't know if you ranked any of those three things that you watched during the course of the year.
Yellowstone is at the top.
Okay. Well, see, and I didn't want to put Wednesday on my list specifically because it was so fresh that I'd be like, that was great. And then I'm going to throw it on my list. If I saw it 6 months ago, I'd probably say, yeah, it was fine.
As of the things that I saw, I don't know what I would put. What was the top three things you watched this year? The top three is easy.
It wasn't for me.
No?
Because I did a top, like, I couldn't come up with a top 10. I have like a top 15. Like, I got my honorable mentions. Jeez. I know what my honorable mentions are.
Right.
Sort of. But I think my top one out of all of them that I was most excited for every week and was super into was Peacemaker.
Yellowstone is it where the, is that now is my number one. I would have to put Peacemaker probably 2-3 maybe. It's definitely in my top five of the 13 things that I watched. It's definitely of the top five.
That was my first. So Yellowstone's your first.
Yellowstone is absolutely my first right now.
My number two was Sandman.
That tracks for you.
Because it was so
yeah,
accurate to the comics. We got the bonus episode like a week and a half later with Arthur Darvill that was fantastic. And just it was one of the best capturings of the graphics and the storytelling from the comics, brought modern that didn't hurt the story.
Okay. For me, it's really hard because it's a tie. It's a tie, honestly, between like Ms. Marvel and House of the Dragon, which are two drastically different TV shows. I actually looked forward to Ms. Marvel every week. Like, I was really interested in how they were pushing that along. And House of the Dragon just seemed to get better and better as it went along until they got defeat.
Yet neither one of those shows is in my top 15.
It doesn't surprise me at all.
Like, I enjoyed Ms. Marvel quite a bit, but it was just popcorn TV. Like, it
She-Hulk
didn't...
is on the list.
It is.
It's
also not in my top 15.
No, and I'm gonna guess that another show that's in my top of these shows, I'm tied between Andor, and I actually really enjoyed Obi-Wan, and I know that that's near the bottom of your list.
If I was to rate the 50, Obi-Wan would probably be in the low 40s.
Which would rate higher, Obi-Wan or Moon Knight, for you?
Oh. That's tough. They're both pretty close to each other. Neither one of them is in my top 15, I'll tell you that.
All right. How about, where does Boba Fett sit?
That was last year. So it's weird.
Okay.
So Boba Fett, and I did include it in my overall list. So Boba Fett and Yellow Jackets both started the end of last year, but didn't finish till like the month or two into this year.
Okay.
So it was weird how they sit. My third show was actually one that's not really for this show and stuff, but it was The Rehearsal. And only because that show's going to stick with me, because it was so goddamn weird.
Really?
It was one of the most disturbing, weird shows I've ever watched in my life. And I think I've mentioned it before on the show. It's my wife joined. She is not a fan of The Rehearsal.
No.
So it's Nathan Fielder is the guy. Who is it? He's had a Comedy Central show for a few years, but what he does is he's a little odd. He has to rehearse everything before he gets there. So
like Cobra Kai.
If he was going to have a conversation with you, he would have already hired an actor to do the entire conversation.
Okay.
To figure out what you would laugh at, what you wouldn't laugh at, what you would like to hear, all those things.
Okay.
And it's like, that's one of the episodes. And then the other one is there's somebody that wants to see what it would be like to have a child. Is like the recurring theme through it. And it gets into like, so then he hires full-time actors to play the children.
Okay.
But then there's no dad, so then he becomes the dad. And then how does that play out? And how does this now impact the children, who are these young kids that are spending all this time calling somebody else mommy and somebody else daddy? And what happens with that now?
Okay.
And like, it's crazy. Yeah, it's really weird and super bizarre, but it's going to stick with me more than any of the fluff that we watch for the most part. So that's actually my number three.
Dom brought up a good Cobra Kai. We forgot to put Cobra Kai in there.
I did forget Cobra Kai on the list. I don't know why it wasn't. So most of what I pulled from there was a list of top 132 shows of the year that I went through to pull this list. Cobra Kai, I wouldn't put this season in even in the top seasons of Cobra Kai.
No, I wouldn't either. Quick question. Are we going the day after Christmas?
I don't know.
Okay. If we do that, I will do a better ranking of my TV shows. Work's been a little funky.
Yeah, you were really busy all weekend. We heard. You told us.
Oh, no, that was no. I actually was very busy video game wise.
So I'll round out some more of mine. So after that, I had a League of Their Own, which I didn't think I was going to be into. And by like the third episode, I was 100% bought in. Like, I'm annoyed that I have to wait to see a season two if there is one.
I think that got picked up.
Or how long it'll be for it to happen. But it sucked me in. I was like, I don't want to see the storyline. And then I'm like, I'm totally into this storyline and compelled by the African-American story that they do with the league where they can't play in the same team. at the time, and I was like, I don't need the subplot. And then the subplot was great, and it added to the whole story, and I was totally into it. And then another show that I don't think you watched, Better Call Saul, was my number five.
No, but I definitely saw a lot of people were really, really...
I expect, and I know we have Golden Globe stuff at some point. I don't know if we'll do that this week or next week, but Rhea Seehorn should be nominated and should win that. She had some phenomenal episodes in this final season. And then I get to Andor. And then Andor was my number six.
Yeah.
Which is my only Disney Plus on my list, I think.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, now going forward, because Iger's back, they're going to back off the number of things that they release. And I think that's a good thing. I think you need to spread out your releases of TV shows and movies. And you don't need one every 3 months. As much as it's great for us in content, you're going to lose quality if you keep churning this stuff out like that.
Yeah, I just think you need to tell different stories.
I agree.
Right? I think the expectation that we've gotten from Marvel specifically and Star Wars anymore, that everything has to be interconnected is hurting the brand because we expect it all to be interconnected. If you just tell individual stories on these things, then it's fine to have multiple shows throughout a year.
Right.
You know, but having everything have to tie together is exhausting. Like, if we look and maybe before the end of the year, we'll look at, you know, a little bit into Marvel's Phase 4. You know, Marvel's Phase 4 had more to it than all the first three phases combined. That's a lot of content to have to try and keep up with that may or may not matter down the road. You know what I mean? Like, we watched Falcon and Winter Soldier 2 years ago that's going to set up a movie that doesn't come out for another 2 years.
Right. I think it was... And also, the pandemic definitely played parts of that, but you're right, and I agree with that.
But the schedule stayed the same for Marvel. Like, they released the same number of shows they were going to release anyway.
Yeah.
They actually released them later because of the pandemic. You know, but not like only a month. WandaVision only came out like a month late. Then I had Stranger Things season 4.
Okay.
And the reason I have that on my list is because it was long, but like I couldn't look away. And I forget what show came out at the same time. That everybody was like, oh, this is great. And I'm like, yes. Oh, I think it was one of it was a movie that came out that I was like, yeah, it's not sucking me in. I'm not getting the jump scares. I don't care about it as much as like this show sucked me in with the way the story's being told this season.
No.
So I had that. And then the rest of my top 10 was then The Old Man with Jeff Bridges, John Lithgow. It's phenomenal. That one, I'm still waiting for the finale because they didn't have the finale because of COVID and stuff. So So the finale is going to be the first episode of next season, which is like left out on this crazy cliffhanger, but you could tell it wasn't supposed to be.
Bright as hell.
And then I had Ozark, the final season.
It was a little long in places, but I think overall it was really awesome.
Yeah. It there was no point where I was like, oh, well, it's fine. We'll see what happens later. Like it was all right. I need to go. Let's go. And I think Netflix with Ozark and with Stranger Things splitting it into two seasons again, because I was engaged for more than like a day.
Yeah.
Made those shows more memorable for me than the ones that I could like binge in a weekend. Like Cobra Kai, I binged in like a day and a half.
Yeah.
Then I had Warrior Nun season 2, and I think that's freshness, but it was so good. And then The Patient, which is phenomenal. I can't, that one I recommend. And that's another one that's going to like sit with me for a while. It's Steve Carell. And I mentioned it a few times, but it's like Steve Carell is a therapist who his patient kidnaps him and keeps him in a basement and makes him his therapist. He's a serial killer.
Interesting.
And trying to deal with it. And it's dark and it stays dark and everything doesn't have to be okay. And like it goes through that cycle, and it also digs into like Jewish religion and separation of children from parents and dealing with loss and grief. Like it's a great show and it's really well acted. It's a little weird that Steve Carell plays such a devout Jewish man because he is not Jewish in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
But I had that, and then my honorable mentions were The Resort, which was just super fun. That was on Peacock, I think. That's the Christina Milotti show. Reacher. Because that
Reacher's
was a blast.
Reacher is on my list with Jack Ryan.
The Bear was on my honorable mentions just because it was ridiculously good and I wanted to get into it, but it was like I watched it like in and out, but every episode I watched was great. And then Yellow Jackets is in there for me too, that I wanted to put in the top, but I just, and it probably would have been in my top 10 if the whole thing had aired this year, but season two, I can't wait for, cause that's the time jumps in that show and the timeliness of it to like me and my age is awesome because it's a bunch of actors, actresses in their late 40s.
Yeah.
And like, so the flashbacks are to the mid 90s. And the current day is them being in their late 40s. So it's pretty cool how it draws those parallels. And it's like, oh, I remember that. And all the music and all this and like what they did, you know. So that's my other one for there. So did you have any more that you had in your top 10? Or are we going to hit those later?
No, I'll hit them later because I'm actually going to make the list. I could not wrap my head around it all. And like I said, I had a long weekend of intense raiding and shooting people in the face.
Got it.
And I turned off the entire world. I did a lot of peopling the weekend before, and this weekend was, I didn't want to text you. I didn't want to talk to you. I wanted to just be left alone this weekend. I was supposed to go to a Christmas party on Saturday, and I felt like my kid was sick, and I caught it a little bit, and I was sick a little bit Saturday and Sunday, so I didn't go anywhere. It was the Maisiac Christmas party I missed.
Yeah. Dylan said his most disappointing series was The Midnight Club, which I didn't watch yet because I'm trying to watch the Flanagan stuff in order, and I got hung up after House on Haunting Hill.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm sure, because I wanted to watch the second one with Raj Cooley. Is one of the stars, and I didn't get through that one yet, so maybe that'll be on my list during the winter when stuff's slow. How about movies?
Movies? My
movie
doing...
list is short because I realized I didn't watch shit for movies this year. No. I watched maybe 20.
You have, what do you have on here? You have 24 movies on here. I saw 8.5.
That's, I didn't even see all 20 that I have on there. Like, I still haven't seen Fantastic Beasts. I still haven't seen Top Gun Maverick. I still haven't seen Jurassic World.
I saw something you didn't see. Now we're talking.
I still haven't seen Weird, and I haven't seen Avatar.
Multiverse of Madness, and it's actually the top of my list of the year of the best movies in reverse order. I'm flip flopping for the top movie that I saw this year. It's between either The Batman or Maverick. Maverick was just that good. And the Val Kilmer part was like, it got you. You know,
I'm gonna have to sneak that in the next.
It's really worth seeing. And The Batman, like I said, I thought The Batman was so amazingly well done. And I'm very happy that James Gunn isn't going to touch that like at all. He's going to let that be its own thing, and that's going to go, you can run over here and do whatever you want over there.
Yeah, I only did a top five for movies because I couldn't in good conscience put more of the ones that I saw in a top list.
A top five list out of that? Go ahead. What's your top five?
Well, my top one was Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Okay. Everybody raves about that.
It was so much fun.
That's the one with Michelle Yeoh, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, see, Dom, I agree with Everything Everywhere almost. Wakanda Forever it's my number four, but it's the only Marvel movie in my top five from this year.
Okay.
Well, I mean, look, our other choices were Thor, Love, and Thunder and Doctor Strange. Hard list.
Yeah.
My number two, because of how much it connected to me, was Clerks 3. Because it was made for like us, basically.
Yeah.
It was 100% just made for us as a love letter to that time period and through since then and growing up, right?
Yeah.
Then I had The Gray Man.
Okay.
Well, not great. It was fun. But like I said, I wasn't heavy into any of the movies that I saw this year, and it's my fault for not branching out in my movie selection this year, just because a lot of the stuff that came out this year was pretty heavy.
Yeah, and I was lazy.
And I didn't want to dig in on it. I will say on my TV list, I did miss Severance, on my top list because that's going to be on a lot of people's top list this year.
Yep.
I thought it was really good, but I binged it.
Wait,
and
I'm
that hurt it for me because it's a mystery.
Okay.
So binging it, it's not as good because everybody else I had, oh, this show's phenomenal. And I'm like, well, yeah, but I just found out what happened. Like, it's just because when you go through it, you just go through it, and it's not, there's no anticipation, which is what I think makes a show like that really good.
Right.
Then I had the Black Panther and then Predator.
I actually ranked mine while you were talking. I'll give you my five. Out of these movies here, there may be some I'm missing. I doubt it. One was Batman. Two was Top Gun. Three was Clerks, because for the same reason. I mean, I just thought that movie was so, so well done. And it hit every emotion that you could hit in a Kevin Smith movie for me.
Yeah, it's one of the, yeah. Laughed, yeah. Cried, whole nine yards.
Yeah. Four was Black Adam. No, I'm kidding. Four also was Black Panther. And five was The Adam Project, because I thought The Adam Project was really a lot of fun. And I'm a big Ryan Reynolds fan, and the kid in that movie was absolutely fantastic as a young Ryan Reynolds.
I agree. I mean, yeah, all, in all the stories, if you haven't had a chance, go read some stories about the kid in The Adam Project and his audition. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
He is the biggest Ryan Reynolds fan you'll ever meet. Dylan saw so many movies, as he evidenced every week by saying, I saw this movie and abused the shit out of my AMC Plus stockholder privilege that I got.
I mean, more power to him.
He had to rank his into categories. He's seen so much. So he did give us our top five on our failed podcast that we did about an hour ago.
Yeah.
Which I saw your top five and they looked great. I didn't see any of them. I'd want to see a couple of them, but I didn't even get a chance to watch any of them.
Do you know, I haven't seen Morbius yet, and I put that over Doctor Strange.
No, it's not better. It's not. No.
No?
Really? No, it's really bad.
I'm not going to see Morbius.
It's not even well edited.
I will rewatch Doctor Strange before I see Morbius.
Look, Morbius, so I will say this, and I think this will apply to any Sony movie for the most part. When I watch, when I actually started to like the Venom movie, mm-hmm. was when it was on TBS in the background and I could jump in and out. And I was like, this is fun. Like the parts that I wanted to pay attention to, I paid attention to. The parts I didn't, I didn't care, right?
I don't know how to get rid of that.
I don't know what site that's on.
No, goodness.
Oh, that's on YouTube.
Is that YouTube?
That's YouTube. You got to go to the YouTube.
Oh, interesting. I'll do that while you do that.
Yeah, so with those, I feel like Morbius is the same way. Like, if it was on in the background, there's enough cool stuff that I could jump in and out of that I'd be like, oh, this is cool. But, like, having to sit there and watch it, it's just painful. So I think as a background, like that, Venom 2 even, I think Venom 2 would be fine in the background, Let There Be Carnage. That was last year for sure, right? So, yeah, not a lot on the movie front for me. I feel like that was a miss on my part to watch more movies, but I'm also okay with that. There's some spam coming through the chat on YouTube. So if anybody's confused as to what people are referencing on there, it's some stuff, and you know, Dom's getting a little snarky.
Yeah.
But Dylan says Mia Goth should be Actress of the Year. Played three characters in two movies and getting a threequel with Maxine. I think that's from Pearl and X are those two movies, right, Dylan? Bullet Train and Smile were two of Dylan's other top ones. Bullet Train on my list, I think it's streaming now. And Smile, I think, is not far off from streaming. I'll probably try and catch those. I'm running out of shows that are on my list to go through and hit, so I can finally start watching some movies. My problem is just finding time to sit and watch a movie.
Yeah,
because I like to be totally into whatever movie I'm watching and not pause and go around and do stuff. I like to be in it from start to finish. So
same.
Oh, the worst movie we saw in 2022. Let me look at the list that I saw. You didn't finish. Oh, mine's definitely Thor: Love and Thunder. Honestly.
Thor is close.
Oh, no. It might be. No, it's Spirited. It's definitely Spirited. Okay. Spirited was awful.
Black Panther. No, wait, sorry. Wrong Black.
Morbius, no, it would have Hollywood to be ends and phone it, and Thor.
It would have to be between Doctor Strange and half the half of Black Adam that I saw.
Yeah, so Dylan gives us Morbius, Halloween Ends, and Thor.
Yeah, Halloween Ends got really. Oof.
If I was going to do more than one, I think I did, right? It's you Thor did. And Spirited.
Thor and Spirited. I also caught earlier in the chat as I was going through my ranting and raving and pulling wires out. I did see that the Hawkeye is a Christmas television show.
Yeah.
To piggyback on that, First Blood, Rambo, no. Also a Christmas movie.
No.
Absolutely no. A Christmas movie. If no. You look, when he's in the police station, there are Christmas tree decorations around. It's a Christmas movie.
Wait, Rambo or First Blood?
First Blood Rambo, like the original Rambo. First Blood.
Is that called First Blood? I thought the second one was First Blood.
I thought the first one.
Because the first one's a flashback, isn't it? Or the second one's a flashback, isn't it?
Let me see. No, it's Rambo First Blood. That's the 1982 version. Yeah.
Okay.
Because then in 85 was Rambo First Blood Part 2.
Wait. It was
it was First Blood.
Yeah.
Then First Blood 2. Then then Rambo 3.
Got it. So First Blood Part 2 is what I was thinking was First Blood, because I thought the Rambo was just Rambo.
Right. So it's
got it.
Right. So it's right.
I got it. That's the one I remember better, was the second one.
I remember the first one because it was so, like, it was wow.
So hopefully we figured out our technical glitches.
We will figure it out next year. Or next week.
Yeah. whichever comes first.
One other real fast thing I saw while I was flicking, while I was going through Netflix earlier, there's something that just came out that I absolutely, and it's a 50-minute film that just came out called Who Killed Santa? A Murderville Murder Mystery. And the synopsis for this is, Senior Detective Terry Seattle, played by Will Arnett, is back, and this time the case is critical. Along with his two celebrity guest stars, Jason Bateman and Maya Rudolph, he is on a mission to figure out who killed Santa. But here's the catch. Jason Bateman and Rudolph aren't being given the script. They have no idea what's about to happen to them.
Yeah, they did a whole season of this show.
I never saw it before.
This is the holiday special, but they did like 6 episodes earlier this year.
And Will Arnett has this real thing for BBC shows. Because based off a BBC show.
They'll produce stuff, yeah. But they had a different guest star every week that didn't have the script.
And they were famous people playing themselves, right?
No, they're playing characters, but they don't know what they're walking into.
Okay, this is Jason Bateman playing Jason Bateman.
Oh, yeah.
He is Jason Bateman.
It's the same thing as they did before, but it's a Christmas version.
I cannot wait. And the other show that I want to see, maybe the last thing I'll watch this year, like new-wise, will probably be the David Harbour Santa Claus movie.
Violent Night.
Violent Night, yes.
Very nice.
Yes.
So, as always, thanks for joining in, everybody.
Thank you for putting up with this tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Frank has calmed down. He got to enjoy himself a little bit through this. Didn't think that was going to happen.
I did. Neither did I.
Make sure you tell a friend. Get them to listen to the podcast if they can't join this madness live when we do it. Thank you all for being so vocal in the chat tonight. We really appreciate the conversation back and forth.
Yes, we do.
You know, like I said, if you listen on Spotify, where you're asking questions every week, drop a question. Last week was, what's the best show? You can still answer. I think I left it open. This week will be probably, what's the worst movie you saw in 2022, just to feel everybody else out. So drop that in there. Drop us a rating on iTunes if you're on there. Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah from yesterday for anybody celebrating. And thanks for finding the Geek Spot with us, as always. We'll see you soon.
Bye, everybody.